Cheka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria maksimum van 30, Polokwane 28, Rustenburg 31. Ons begin in Gauteng waar die departement van gesondheid aanteigings ondersoek wat die patiënt teen een van sy hospitale op sosiale media gemaak is.
The department has learned of a video posted on social media by a patient who made several allegations against Helen Joseph Hospital. The complainant has pointed out at quite a number of issues and some of them are reflected on the said video.
Departementele woordvoerder Motsala Tale Modiba sê die pasiënt kla oor die personeel se ongeskikte houding, iets wat hulle reeds probeer aanspreek in verskeie fasiliteite.
The issues around staff attitude that are being raised. We have launched a program, a provincial program campaign called I Serve With A Smile, which is aimed at improving staff attitude and patient experience of care.
Die departement het ook reeds 'n interne infrastruktuurseenheid op die been gebring wat 'n instandhoudings- en opknappingsprogram ontwikkel het. Nou na die Ooskaap waar nasionale polisiekommissaris Fanny Masemola vandag meer inligting sal verskaf oor polisie-ingryping om misdaad in en om Mthatha te bekamp en te voorkom. Nasionale polisiewoordvoerder Athlenda Mate sê inwoners in die gebied loop deur onder gevalle van afpersing.
What he is also going to do is to visit the National Intervention Unit offices in Mthatha following an attack on the base earlier this week, alleged extortionists targeting our members at their base. There was a shootout. Three criminals were shot and killed during that particular incident.
President Cyril Ramaphosa het hulle gebring aan die bekroonde struggle-digter en skrywer James Matthews, wat in die ouderdom van 95 oorlede is. Matthews was 'n lid van die Nasionale Orde van Ikamanga, woordvoerder in die presidentie Vincent Magwenya.
The president offers his condolences to the Matthews family, whose loss is shared by communities across South Africa, and associates globally with the poet, writer, and patron of the Congress of South African Writers. He exercised his creative endowment and political voice for close on 8 years of the 95 years of his life.
In die nuus van die Paralympiese spele het Suid-Afrika se Mpumelelo Mhlongo gister 'n bronsmedalje in die mans 200 meter T64 finaal ingepalm. Dis Mhlongo se tweede medalje. Die T44 atleet het in 'n hoër kategorie deelgeneem en 'n nuwe wêreldrekord in die 200 meter opgestel. Vroeger die week het Mhlongo die wêreldrekord in die T44 verspring gebreek toe hy daar goud gewen het. Ek is Martine van der Walt Eilers. A top story at this hour, the Gauteng Health Department is investigating allegations of poor service and infrastructure at the Helen Joseph Hospital following a damning video posted by a patient on social media.
Jacarina FM plays more.
Ain't Texas, ooh. Ain't no hold 'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus, ooh. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a hey. Come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado,
tornado
in my city.
In my city.
In the basement. That ain't pretty. Rugged whiskey. We surviving.
Surviving.
Red cup kisses. Sweet redemption. Passing time. Yeah.